Welcome along to the Dublin Arsenal Review Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles. On the show tonight, Monday, February 23rd, I'm joined by regular Gooners, Arsenal backs, our own very own Gooneress, and by David Sims, better known as Gorgoy, to debate and analyse our 4-1 thumping of fierce rivals Tottenham Hotspur at White Hart Lane yesterday in the 199th meeting between rivals. Arsenal v Chelsea will be live on Sky Sports Premier League Sunday, March the 1st. Kick-off at 4:30, so come join us in the River Bar at Wombourne Quay for all the pre- and post-match atmosphere. And also, at the end of the show, we will be doing our Goal and Player of the Month awards for February. So sit back and enjoy the show. To my guests, I know David will be a gent, as he always is, in sunny Costa Rica. I'm joined by TikTok Gooneress, Arsenal Bex. How are you,
I'm
Bex?
good. I'm good. I'm good. Happy to be here. Happy to be here. Still
Still
buzzing
buzzing
after
from
yesterday.
yesterday, yeah, you can see that. I think we all are as Gunners. We woke up happy and North London is red. I'm glad to say. I'm also joined by Mr. Costa Rica himself, David Sims. How are you, pal?
I'm buzzing, absolutely buzzing. I mean, it was just a great day, wasn't it? What a super Sunday. They call it Super Sunday, and my God, it was. And
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of Arsenal fans around this planet that are feeling elated, but they've all got really heavy heads because that was a good party yesterday. So well done to everybody. I mean, the team gave us what we needed. It was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. The results that was warranted after two back-to-back away draws against Brentford and Wolves, and nothing better than a spanking of Spurs home and away, 4-1 on both occasions. You couldn't ask for more in one season. To our match review, of course, Spurs won, Arsenal 4. Kolo Muani, he got the goal for Spurs, and a brace each for Eberechi Eze and Victor Gyokeres sealed a 4-1 victory. The lineup for the Gunners yesterday, David Raya in goal. At the back was Timber, Saliba, Gabriel, and Hincapié. Zubimendi and Rice tucked in. Saka, Eze and Trossard were behind, just behind Victor Gyökeres up front. Substitutes used were Christian Mosquera, Gabriel Martinelli, Martin Odegaard and Nani Madueke. In terms of stats, Spurs 39.4% possession, the Gunners 60.6. 6 shots for Spurs, 20 for the Gunners. On target, 5 for Spurs, 7 for the Gunners, and 16 fouls by Tottenham, 11 to ourselves. And it was one of those spicy North London derbies where tackles were going in, but free-flowing football as well from the Gunners. This was Arsenal's fifth North London derby victory in a row. We have now won 9 of our last 11 North London derby matches. Eberechi Eze has scored 5 goals in his 2 appearances against Spurs in the Premier League this season, which of course included a hat-trick back in November at the Emirates Stadium. That 4-1 thumping of our fiercest rival Spurs leaves Arsenal top with 28 played with 61 points. Behind us are Manchester City with 27 played with 56, Aston Villa with 27 played on 51, and Chelsea in fourth played 27 with 45 points. Victor Gyökeres' brace yesterday against Spurs was his 9th and 10th Premier League goals of the season, while Eze's brace was his 5th and 6th. Kai Havertz was our top scorer in the Premier League last season with 9, so Victor Gyökeres now in double figures, which is nice to see from an Arsenal striker. Declan Rice made his 100th Premier League appearances for the Gunners yesterday. What a milestone for him, and you'll remember that one for a while. Only Robert Pires with 7 and Emmanuel Adebayor with 6 goals have more Premier League goals for Arsenal against Tottenham than Eberechi Eze's 5 in just 2 games. Ted Drake in 1934 to 35 is the only other man to score 5 across the 2 North London derbies in a league season. Most London derby wins in terms of Gunners managers: Arsene Wenger, 194 games with 106 wins; Mikel Arteta, 69 games with 42 wins. So ever impressive, Mikel Arteta in his six and a bit years as Gunners manager. Kolo Muani is the 8th player to score his first Prem goal in a North London derby and the first to do so for Spurs in almost 16 years since Danny Rose in April 2010. We'll all remember that screamer. Martin Odegaard in 2021 is the last Arsenal man to do so. I thought this fixture in particular, I saw a different Victor Gyökeres yesterday. Definitely, he looks a lot more fitter. quicker on the ball, quick to get the ball over his feet as well, and his two goals really summed that up. Two powerful finishes, the second goal in particular, to make it 4-1, the way he used his strength, very like Alan Shearer back in the day, to shrug off Archie Gray, and the way he took it as well, it with composure to Bertie Vicario. I thought this was a standout performance by himself and Eberechi Eze. It would come under a bit of, a bit of stick criticism, but what a way to answer your critics. Arsenal Bex, you were in the Riverbar, the official supporters club of Dublin, Arsenal supporters club, of course. Your analysis of the 4-1 thump in the Spurs, please.
My analysis. Okay, well, I will start by saying I was one of them heavy critics on Eze's back and on Gyökeres' back all season. Even though Gyökeres pocketed a few goals, I was very heavy on his back. So to see, I think the way the game was played yesterday, pure aggressive dominance, right? From the very sec, from the first half, first start of it. So to see the attack in free flow in football, I think that's where Gyökeres was able to play better. It's when we're sitting back and we're passing the ball and we're defending. I think he's just slow to start. So I think I've seen, yeah, we all seen a different side to him yesterday. To see him have one first touch, a good first touch, turn and score. Like, that's what we expect from a striker. So well done to Gyökeres and to Pocket too. But Mr. Eberechi Eze. Eze, come on, Eze. Like, I have been giving out about that man for about 4 weeks. Because every time I see him, he's a meter away from the ball. I know Arteta's restricting him outside the box. It's whatever strategy he has. But it's like, let the man play. Just let Eze play ball. We know he can show up. And he showed up. Do you know? Yeah, five goals in North London derbies. I was hoping he got another hat trick yesterday. I was praying for him. I said, like, give it to
Yeah,
him.
so yeah.
Give it to him. But yeah, no, I have to say, and I've been calling Saka out as well. Saka's been very poor. And to see Saka get a lovely assist yesterday as well, I was delighted for Saka. So overall, Arsenal fans all over the place needed that. We needed it. I was calling myself a bottler the other day after that draw. I'm against Wolves. I couldn't cope. I couldn't cope. I needed that. We all needed that. We definitely did. And it was a great day in the River Barrier. It was absolutely packed. And yeah, people show up for Tottenham, don't they? They show up to see Tottenham lose.
I think in the games that I've seen under Mikel Arteta against Tottenham Hotspur as Arsenal coach, we seem to express ourselves more against Spurs. It's a typical North London,
Think it's hostility. Do you know what I mean? The hostility wins
The players
games.
seem, I don't know if you agree, Bex, but the Arsenal players seem just free to express themselves on the pitch, don't they? There's a freedom about them when they play Spurs,
It's a point they have to prove. Do you know what I mean? And if you listen to Annie Thierry Henry's interviews, or if he talks about Spurs, he's just anti-Spurs. And I think, yeah, everybody follows suit. They follow suit, but it was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant to see yesterday. Fantastic.
David Raya got a bit of stick, of course, from if you could call it a howler from that late equaliser Wolves got from the poor fist of clearance. But I think Gabriel and Ray were really to blame, to blame here. But he really made up for it with that incredible save on the line from Richarlison's backheel, didn't he? That he redeems himself the next game. He's very quick to pick up from his mistakes, isn't he? And that's what makes him world class, isn't it?
Yeah, see, like the last couple of games, we see him make a mistake, but we also see him cover himself as well. Like he does try and undo it. But yeah, Gabby and Raya are making little mistakes that could cost us. Like, a lapse in concentration has brought on so many draws, so many equalizers. We were lucky that it was a North London derby that they shook it off and attacked. Any other game, they would have sat back and left us all at 1-1. Do you know what I mean? So, I wasn't even finished celebrating. Wasn't even finished celebrating. And they equalized. We weren't even sitting down. Didn't even know the whistle went. But no, we were very lucky. We're very lucky. And yeah, Raya. There's something about Raya that can just get to that ground. Do you know the pause on him? I don't know how he does
He's
it. He's
some reach,
quick.
hasn't he? He's some reach, yeah. As well, before bringing David back, your take on the second goal that Spurs had disallowed from Conor Mawani. It was a push, but did Gabriel have to go down like that? And was it risky doing that dive? Or do you
I
believe
don't
that
know.
was a push in
I don't know.
itself?
I don't know. I'm trying to picture. I can't think of it. I don't know. I can't remember seeing Gabby go down, to be honest. No, I don't know. Pass.
Oh,
Just
it must have been a good
kidding.
afternoon that you can't remember.
Yeah, must have been terrible.
When you can't remember those moments, it's good to erase it out of your memory.
When
Dave,
were we on?
this was this the North London Derby are always tasty, and being the 199th London Derby, there was a lot riding on it for both sides. Spurs are really in a relegation battle now after this defeat, but Arsenal top of the table. In your opinion, yesterday, your analysis of the game, and did they sign into doubters after those two back-to-back draws away in the previous games, Davis?
All right, Gunners, bear with me. Listen up, watch, learn. Right, I've got a lot to say. We talked about in the review program that if you wanted to get back on the bike, if you wanted to go back on the horse, if you wanted to improve yourself, you know, this was it. This was who you wanted to play next with Spurs. We've talked about how the players get up for it. The fans, I just want to say first off to all those Arsenal fans that went to that toilet yesterday, amazing support, unbelievable. I thought you were outstanding. Celebrations reminded me of when we won the league up there. It
Yeah,
really
yes.
was. But I just want to go right back to the beginning, right? I talked about it in the preview show that I didn't want to see any love in the tunnel. And sure enough, as Spurs lined up and Arsenal came out probably about a minute late, and they just walked past Spurs. They didn't even look at them. They didn't even glance at them. You could see the gladiatorial focus. However, our concentration in the first half was just not there, guys. You've spoken about it, and I want to talk about the positives, but we have to address and learn, right? And I felt that, you know, we lacked concentration after Eze scored, you know, a really good, you know, it was a gifted goal, but it was great by Saka, but it was a gifted goal. He was very lucky. But then we, you know, Rice is there. He brings everybody around the huddle and he's saying, you know, concentrate. Let's not do what we've done before. And then he goes up the other end of the pitch and gives the ball away and they equalize within 25 seconds or whatever. My heart just sank. I thought, here we go again. But then the second half came and whatever Arteta did to those players there was at halftime. But also I've jumped ahead a little bit. I want to talk about the stoppages in this game, right? The 8 minutes linesman stoppage in the first half was disgraceful. For a team like ourselves, who is lacking concentration and focus, it was almost like it was preordained. It was like it was organized completely. Our flow was fantastic up to that stoppage. We were dominating. We had that game. And then the 8 minutes happened, and we came back, and we literally couldn't refocus. The players had warmed down. It was disgusting. And then at half time, obviously Arteta had you know given them all that information, and we come back after half time, and again there's another delay. The microphones aren't working. I can tell you this, guys. Beyoncé played 9 times there last year. Her microphone worked every single time, right? When they have the NFL there, it works every single time, you know. They had 15 minutes to check. They had a problem. They had 15 minutes to half time to check those microphones were all working. And if there is a delay, don't bring the players on the pitch, right? They brought the players on the pitch, and then we had another 4 minute delay, which was just disgusting. But sure enough, Gokker has stepped up, absolute class, you know, absolutely Henry-esque, opened up his body, curled it, beautiful, just perfection, right? All hell breaks loose. But, you know, just getting on to talk about Spurs for a little bit, they really started to fight for their lives a little bit because they suddenly realized that they were down and they had to get into this game because, but they didn't have anything. I don't know what his tactics were. He was like playing a low block, then he wasn't. Then he wanted to get his players up the pitch and he was shouting, to, this is old Tudor, you know, shouting his players to get on the pitch. We've got to be careful here, right? Because it was Spurs, right? And they haven't won a game this year, right? And they're going to be relegated. They are going to struggle to stay up because this guy, he lost his last 8 games before he was sacked at Juve. He's not on a winning streak. He's come in, he's taken the money, he's taken the chance. They've told him he's only there to the end of the year. He will go. And no one will ever remember his name except remembering that he's the guy that got them relegated. And I think it's a huge mistake. And I can see if he loses the next 3 games, He might be on his bike anyway with a couple of million quid, and they'll bring someone else in.
Yeah.
But we have to get it into this that we were up. What I want to just say before we go back to Bex is that I've got plenty more to say. Is that I want Arteta to tell the Arsenal players that we're playing Tottenham every week. Just say we're playing Spurs every week. Just say there's been a cock up with the fixture list, and you're playing Spurs on Saturday, and you're playing Spurs on Wednesday. Oh, and yeah, and you've got them in the Champions League as well. Just play Spurs, right? From now until the end of the May, right? And we will do really well because the supporters are up for it and the players are up for it, right? So please, can we play you again, Spurs? Please.
I have to say, in terms of Eberechi Eze, we all remember the hat trick he got the Emirates, David, quite incredible. And he's in good company now, in 5 goals with the likes of Robin van Persie and Thierry Henry. And of course, Victor Gyökeres now in double figures in terms of Premier League goals. You could see that smile on Gyökeres' face. It's like a burden has been lifted, and now, he's part of the Arsenal family now and he's ready to kick on. Would you agree?
We said 2 months ago when he was going through his first bad spell, and everybody, Eamon was on here, and I was even saying, we doubted him, didn't we? I think you've got to realise he's coming into that role that we wanted to fill. We wanted a goal, we wanted a striker, we've wanted one for years, and the pressure was immense. And we said back then, and guys, you can go back and listen to the old podcast. We said he needs a goal, again, a big goal that will make him that hero. He needs that moment. And yesterday was that moment. Cometh the hour, cometh the man. He delivered. Now he's been learning his craft and whatever. He looks a lot fitter.
He does, yeah.
Thank you to his new girlfriend, obviously. That's going really well. Well done. I know you listen, Mikael. I know you listen, Victor. Well done. Well done. She's a lovely lady. But Eze's being given the freedom. You look at Gyökeres's celebration, but then look at Eze's celebration. This is Dennis Bergkamp against Sunderland, right? This is he knows his history, as Mourinho would say. That's football heritage right there, right? These are the things that create moments. And Eze's, by the way, Eze's breakdancing after the second, amazing. I mean, he was just, I can see us all doing that in the North Bank when I get back. I'm going to get everybody breakdancing. I tell you, it was just a fantastic. There'll be loads of old men breakdancing. It'll be a great thing to see. Look,
If you
look out for
definitely
it. Look
watch out for
out
David
for
on Sky
events.
Sports News, you'll definitely be famous again when
Oh,
you
yeah,
come.
absolutely. We're going to be doing that. But don't worry. It'll be breakdance guy, the new one. But no, I mean, this is it. We were sick in our stomachs after Wednesday, weren't we? I've just literally been moping for like 2 days, every gooner, because all the chit chat continuously, right? The bottle rubbish. I just want to give out a big shout out to Martin Keown. And Martin, I've met you a couple of times on various planes, and you're a great guy. And a little hidden secret about myself and Martin Keown. Back in the day, Martin was in the. There was a. It was Man United, and ball came in. It was a corner, and the ball flew out. I got the ball, and I threw it back. It was they recycled another ball onto the pitch. I threw the ball back in, and it hit Martin on the back of the head. And he thought Wayne Rooney had elbowed him, so he had a go at Rooney in the box and got yellow carded. And I've spoken to Martin about this, and he remembered it, and I apologise. And he said, "Don't worry, we won the game." But yeah, Martin Keown on Talksport this week or yesterday, he literally called out the media agenda. I don't know if you've seen the clip. Find the clip. I'll repost it on my X. On my X. I'm sure a lot of people might have seen it. But he called out Andy Goldstein, basically for him laughing at Arsenal openly on his show and taking the mickey continually after the Wolves game, and basically said, "This is not acceptable. This is not correct journalism." And he's completely right. This agenda by these players, he's not even an ex-player, but by certain players, even my dear friend Gary Neville came out yesterday and said that we were amazing and he believes that we'll go to City and win, right? He's starting to realise, the situation he's put, he's backed himself into the corner. Carragher, all of them. You don't need to listen. We know there's a list, and by the way, you can add that list at any time by DMing me. I will be reading that list out at the end of the season. It's gonna take a while, that list, but that list
Let it
is gonna
grow,
be
Dave. Let the haters grow, because we're feeding
when that aeroplane flies over the
them.
Emirates with it all trailing out the back on iSky Sports, it will be there. And also just to finish up with on this whole thing is that, we Spurs had 12 days off before they played us. 12 days, right? We had to go Brentford away, Wolves away, and then play Spurs, right? And they were just sitting there doing nothing, right? And they, this is what I just want to really just quell everyone's. I'm excited as hell, right? But we've got to realize that that was Spurs, right? And there was only a fluke. It was a great performance. And as a morale booster, it was the best thing. It was the best tonic. But listen, guys, right? This was Spurs. And as Mourinho would say, it's heritage, it's Spursy. We were always going to beat them. I said it in the preview. Whether we were going to batter them not, I said it would be 2-0. I was wrong. You were right, Jonathan. There were a lot of goals. But that's because we really brought our A game, and we haven't brought our A game in the last two games. So hopefully we need to move on to Chelsea. We've got a week off. We need to move on to Chelsea. And when we play Chelsea at home, I want everybody thinking it's Spurs, right? Spurs are coming to town. And we won't need to because everyone hates Chelsea. So
I was just going to say the
the
passion
passion
is
in
there.
that game, oh, the passion. Again, it's the perfect next second game,
It
right?
is 100%
To follow
David.
it after Spurs, to have Chelsea at home. And then to what? We've got 10 games left, and what, five of
Five
them,
at
five or
home.
six, five at home? I mean, come on, guys.
It's in
Keep the
our
faith.
hands. It's in the River Bar yesterday. It's always a cracking atmosphere, Bex. Any match day, regardless of the opposition. Before the game, were Arsenal fans like yourself, were you as nervous about playing Spurs, particularly after the last two results we've had away from home?
No, not a single bit. I knew personally, right? There was 12 injured. The 12 injured, like David said, they're close to relegation. We expected them 3 points. Anything short of that, I would have been disgusted. Do you know what I mean? We needed that 4-1 mandatory. Do you know what I mean? So it will be very sad to see Spurs get relegated this year at the same year of us being the top of the table since the 1st of October. But it is what it is. But we do have to stay grounded and we have to stay focused. And Chelsea will be a tough game as well. But yes, let that be the next stepping stone. What a great fixture to have next. City have a nice, easy month ahead of them. They have a nice, easy 4 games. So we must win every single game. We don't have room for error. We don't have room for error. We don't have room for another draw. Do you know what I mean? If we want that Premier League, if we're serious about that
Yeah, we
Premier
can't
League,
afford to drop
it's
points.
just so much mental pressure. So to be able to just enjoy the moment, even though it was only Spurs, let's have it for a day or two, gloat and be smug. There's no humility in me. There's no calmness in me, right? Especially not when we win. But yeah, and then we reset. Do you know, we're even too good for the Champions League this week. I feel left out. Feel left out.
To
But
be
yeah, we can enjoy
sitting.
the Champions League.
To be sitting with a chance of winning four trophies, Bex, as well. It's truly a remarkable season we're having, and I don't think it's highlighted enough by the media. I think the media, and maybe even our fellow fans, as Eamon said in our previous show Saturday, some of them are looking for us to trip up. It really is
I
an
think we're
incredible. It's an
divided
incredible. Is
between.
this the best season for yourself, Bex, that you've seen as an Arsenal fan? Be still in fourth
Yes,
competition
and
and the strength of the squad.
yes, I know people might break it down to the actual quality of the football on the pitch, but the table doesn't lie. Do you know what I
No,
mean? I'm going with the table. So for me personally, I have never been so much so invested. And to have a football community or to be interacting with so many football fans online, we're just all in it together now. Do you know what I mean? I'm not home watching the telly on my own with invested. I have so many hearts on mine. Do you know, people reaching out to me. Do you know what I mean? When we lose, I'm like, what do you want me to do? Do you know what I mean?
There's a real
But yeah.
togetherness, isn't there?
So to answer your question, the word quad gives me the ick. Do you know what I mean? That's not happening. It's not happening. And I think we're divided in a fan base of we're going to win it all. And no, we're not winning nothing. To be realistic, to think like, if we get that Premier League, that's enough. I will be really happy. But also, we're one game away from one trophy that we haven't won in 32 years,
Yeah.
which is massive as well. So,
Incredible, yeah.
yeah, we have a lot of work to do. And we've a lot of players to do it as well. I think we can go far. I just don't know how far in which competition, but the endurance of this Premier League and the battles we fought from the beginning, we deserve it. If we keep going the way we're going, what are we, 10 games left?
Yeah.
We won't want it to end, but yeah, if we keep going, and we need to be prepared. I'm going to say this, for that table to fluctuate, it hasn't moved. We may be prepared and stay calm to give City a week or two at the top. It might happen, it will happen. But to fight and get it back. Like, don't lose all hope if we lose that top spot. Do you know what I mean? But yeah,
Yeah.
I'm invested. I'm ready. And yeah, come on, you Gunners. That's me.
There was a really nice touch, Dave, being the North London Derby, trashing Spurs 4-1 in their own backyard. Bukayo Saka giving that young fan at the end of the game his boots.
Yeah.
He had two great chances either half, Dave. One where Vicario smothered him. He was unlucky not to put a pass, man. Another one in the second half where Vicario saved well. He actually went that powerful that he went backwards on his arse. What do you make of Saka kind of down the middle? It's kind of a new thing Arteta's trying. Maybe do you feel at the right stage of the season now?
Look, Saka has had a little bit of an up and down season, like
Yeah.
the whole club have, and as we have as
Yeah.
fans. You know, this roller coaster season, and it will always be known as the roller coaster season because I really feel like I'm on some Alton Towers ride, like, you know, Space Mountain or whatever. You know, it's but Saka is he's getting back a little bit of a little bit concerned that he went off with that niggle at the end. There's
Yeah.
rumors going around on X at the moment. He's having scans and all this sort of stuff. That is a little bit worrying, but you know, again, he's got a week off, so I'm sure he'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And if you know, down the middle, it's exciting. It's exciting because it gives us another option, and that's what we need. You know, Havertz
Yeah.
coming back, having a little niggle, not fully back yet. We need options. We've got a lot of games. We've got 10 in the 10 in the Premier. We're going to have another what? 8, 6, whatever in
Champions League.
the Champions League.
Yeah.
You know, we've got FA Cup. You know, we've still got a lot of games left,
Lot of
guys. A lot
games.
of
Yeah,
games.
lot of games.
You know, so this roller coaster. But just to say about the quad and everything, Man City are in for the four as well. Just remind you all of that, right? And it all comes down to the first one where we go to the Carabao Cup, and I cannot wait. I've just secured my ticket. I am incredibly excited to go to that final, and
Yeah.
it's going to be special. And as I said, that's going to be the beginning of the downfall fall of Man City, right? We win that game, and I do believe that the way the league is going at the moment, because they've got a game in hand, and they're going to hold that Crystal Palace game that Man City have got back for a while. I don't see them, unless that we completely fall apart, I can't see them getting anywhere near us in the short term. It's all going to be down to when we play them in the April. That's when it's going to be. And obviously that game alone, just to make sure everyone knows, that game is meant to be on the 18th, and it's 100% already been discussed that it's going to get moved. It's either going to be on the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday
I say
morning,
more of a Super
3 a.m.
Sunday, that one, David, do
Yeah,
you?
well, you
Yeah.
know, it could be at 3 o'clock in the morning on the
Yeah.
Saturday night. Do you know what I mean? They'll decide. When they make TV or decide when that game's being played,
Yeah.
and we have got nothing to do with it. And Arteta's and Pep who are putting there because they'll want to figure out what's going on around there. But you
Yeah.
know, regarding about just to go back to Bex, what you were saying, and it's a very interesting point. We win the Premier League and Spurs get relegated. You know, a lot of my Arsenal fans friends were there at the game yesterday, and they walked out on the real understanding that they'll never walk back into that ground again. They all
Wow.
believe that they're never going to go there again, right?
Wow.
They all walked out, and there was a real rationale and a little bit of sadness. I'll be honest with you, because it's 3 point lane, isn't it? You know, literally,
The
we love
guaranteed
going to
6 points a
Spurs,
season,
right?
yeah.
But you know, the point is that if you ever play FIFA and you play the computer games of football, if you go and win the Premier League and Spurs gets relegated in the same season, it comes on the screen and just says game over, football complete, because there's nothing else. There's nothing else as an Arsenal fan. You're at the end. You have to just, you know, unplug it and go somewhere else. Do you know what I mean? Because we literally completed football, haven't we? I mean, you know,
Yeah.
if we win all four and Spurs get relegated, that's it, game over.
Game
You know,
over. Yeah.
pick up ping pong or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be it. I mean, I don't know how that will be. I don't know. But you know, we're a long way from there. We're long from not gloating. I'm just having a little bit of a laugh with you guys. But you know, prepare for the roller coaster still, because it's not over. There's a long way to go.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, when we can get excited is the day after we beat City at their place. Then we're
That's when
excited,
we're
right?
excited. Yeah.
That's when we're excited. But don't
Yeah.
be getting excited until the full whistle at the Etihad
Yeah.
on April the 18th, whatever. Then we all can go absolutely mental, right? But we have to be top. We have to have some points in the bag
Yeah.
and beat City, right? This is the important thing. But we've got to get there. And it's not long away, guys. It's
No,
6 weeks,
6 weeks.
right?
Yeah, it's
So
getting
this
closer.
next, you know, I can't wait. I'm going to be back in London and I'm going to be at the Everton game, and then hopefully every game until the end of the season, reporting all the time back to you guys from being there, not in some jungle on the other side of the planet. And I cannot wait.
Bex, your standout performers for the Gunners yesterday.
Oh, I have to give it to Eze all day. I have to give it to Eze only because I've been so harsh. I just have to be nice. I have to be nice. Eze, absolutely. I have to give it to him. Yeah, all day. I know Yocker has got man of the match. He did a lot of work, but no, I'll give it to Eze.
What other
Doing his.
players impressed you yesterday, Bex?
Yocker is. I hate saying it. I hate
Yeah.
saying it. But
Yeah.
yeah, he's on double digits with his goals.
Yeah.
And the fact I think, like, I don't know what Spurs were doing either. I think they were trying to 1v1 Mark.
They
They're
were,
trying to
yeah,
mark
man
us
for man.
1v1. Yeah. And Gyökeres was getting away. So yeah, he really impressed me yesterday. It was the first time I seen him play as well. Do you know what? I didn't really see many mistakes from him. So yeah, I have to give it to Gyökeres. I have to give it to Gyökeres.
It was a statement win, as we said, from the poor results against Brentford and Wolves recently, but it's definitely a statement performance from both Gyökeres in particular and also Eze. So I have to say, a lot of players stood up yesterday, you know, in the North London Derby, exactly what Arteta wanted. So it's onwards and upwards in terms of our league campaign. 10 games to go, 10 cup finals. Bring it on. I'm sure he's saying to the players, goal and player of the month. I'm not leaving this one out like last month. It took us nearly three episodes to get to go on and player of the month for January. So I'll go with goal of the month for myself, and I'm going to go with Martin Zubimendi against Sunderland in that 3-0 victory. Really well placed goal, and I have to give it to Zubimendi. Your goal of the month, Davis, for February?
Well, you'll remember it because it happened yesterday. Gyökeres's goal against Spurs. I mean, to me,
Yeah.
that was redemption. You know, we gave him. You know, he was given player of the year. You know, he player of the month in January, and we're just giving him the player. I'm giving the player of the month in February as well, and the goal.
Yeah.
I just think the guy has just his levels have just improved, and it's fair play, Victor. Well done, mate.
Yeah, most improved player in the Premier League since the start of the year, and most goals as well. So there's the improvement
Can I
there.
just can I also just quickly add, talking about players yesterday that should get a mention? Hinkapié, I thought, was unbelievable. We have a special player there. And secondly, Declan Rice, for him to make that mistake and realize it, he said in an interview afterwards that he had to go inside himself and think, do not be ever be defined by that mistake you've just done. Do not make that mistake stay with you for the rest of your life, and go and play this game and win this game. That is winning mentality.
Yeah.
Bex, your goal of the month for February?
I love Nani's from the corner, but I don't know, was it given as an own goal or was it given it?
No,
Did he give it as a
was
goal?
given as a goal.
Yeah, Nani from his corner, his first Prem goal. I give it to Nani.
Player of the
Given it.
month, I'm going to go with Victor Gyökeres. Definitely, since the turn of the year, he's changed my mind, and it is now money well spent, in my opinion. Completely different animal now. Your player of the month, Bex, for February?
I'm giving it to Declan Rice all day, the ground coverage that man does. And to see one mistake just proved he's human. Like he is human on that pitch. And we rarely, rarely, rarely see like that was a massive, massive, massive mistake. But it like he does so much you have to look past it. Do you know what I mean? We really have to look past that. And to
Declan
hear
Rice.
it be yeah, to hear the fact that he said that about his mindset just goes to show the leadership and the like the mental strength he has on that pitch as a player.
Big
So
thanks to Gunnar at Arsenal backs and David Sims, thanks very much, lads. Catch our show on the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel and on Spotify. So until our preview of Chelsea, have a good week and come on, you Gunners. At least it doesn't take a time, that.